October 14th, some now, some later. 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter, verses 24 and 25, New Living Translation. Remember, the sins of some people are obvious, leading them to certain judgment, but there are others whose sins will not be revealed until later. In the same way, the good deeds of some people are obvious, and the good deeds done in secret will someday come to light. Our verses for today are rather unusual. Paul has been instructing Timothy on a variety of topics, such as the handling of widows and church elders. Timothy is commanded by Paul to not take sides or show favoritism, and Paul tells him to stop drinking water and drink wine instead. Evidently, Timothy had some stomach troubles. I imagine trying to lead a large church as a young man had the potential to greatly increase stomach acid. In my teen years, I tried to sell this verse to my mother, a strict non-drinker. She reminded me I was not having stomach troubles. But right after that practical medicinal advice, Paul shared a seemingly unrelated topic. This has the, oh yeah, before I forget feel to it, but we know it's inspired, and it does contain some important revelation. Whatever you sow, you will reap, some now, some later. Paul is reminding Timothy that some people's sins are totally obvious. It's easy to see a train wreck coming. Judgment is on the way, and no one's surprised. But others, their sins will not be revealed until later. I'm not quite certain as to when this revealing will take place, but it's coming. It's possible that it is at the judgment seat of Christ, but don't quote me on that. What we can see is that either in this life or the next, no one gets away with anything. When it comes to good deeds, the same principle is in place. Some people's good deeds are obvious, and while others are done in secret. The encouraging news about the secret good deeds is that they will be revealed. They will come to light. Again, I'm not confident as to when the secret things come to light, but I rest assured that they will. God is just and fair, and he sees all. Paul wrote that God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Application. I've heard people lament about individuals who seem to get away with everything. But these verses are a reminder that God sees and God is the just judge. These verses also serve to remind us that when we sin as his children, it is important to acknowledge our sins and confess them to God. He is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Nothing is hidden from our God, good or bad. Here's our prayer. Father, thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins and for remembering what I do in Jesus' name to bless people and help your kingdom.